This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. I bet too many people listening today don't know about Robert Owen. I had never heard of him. Tell us more about him and his influence on government schools in this country.
Robert Owen was really a critical figure in American history, and yet he has been almost entirely forgotten. He was very prominent at the time. He was very well known at the time. His ideas and his eccentricities were very widely known and understood all across the United States, not just in Indiana, where he formed this commune. So he had married into a wealthy family. His wife's father was a major textile manufacturer. So he married into this family and became very wealthy himself. And of course, he started off from numerous very flawed principles because he rejected the Bible. He had a flawed view of man. He had a flawed view of reality. He had a flawed view of morality. And so he started with the assumption that mankind was basically good, which is, of course, the opposite of what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that the heart is desperately wicked and that, you know, left to our own devices, we will, as sinners in a fallen world, we will perpetrate evil, lying, cheating, stealing, greed, covetousness, etc. So he started off with incorrect principles. And from there, he developed this whole worldview that getting rid of private property, undermining the institution of the family, that this would produce some sort of wonderful utopia where we would all get along and there would be no crime and we would all be so prosperous. Some of these ideas were later written down by Karl Marx. So Robert Owen came even before Karl Marx. But he did set up this commune in Indiana, New Harmony, because he wanted to show the world how great these ideas were going to be in practice. Now, the results of the commune speak for themselves. In less than 2 years, the whole thing collapsed. People left. They had to sell off the assets. It was a total, total failure, just like you would expect from any commune that decides to reject God's principles that he has ordained, that he's laid out for us in the scriptures, and of course, in nature. But he came to the conclusion that the reason it didn't work was because these people had been educated, had been reared in a very individualistic and highly Christianized society where everybody had the Bible as a point of reference. And so he had written these very bizarre essays. One of the best known was On the Formation of Human Character, where he argued, really for the first time that I can find since Plato, that the best government would be the one that educated children in the ways that he considered to be important and intelligent. Now, these ideas obviously did not catch on in America, right? People still were clinging to their Bibles, and they would read their Bible for ideas on all these things. And of course, the Bible places the primary responsibility over education and discipleship on families, on parents, right? And to the extent that outside assistance is needed, well, the church can come in and come alongside that family and equip the saints. So your average American had absolutely no desire to see the government educate children. It was just not a popular idea. So what we know from Robert Owen himself is that the ambassador to Prussia ended up getting copies of these essays and taking them back to the dictator of Prussia, who was still smarting from having lost a war, was not very happy with his population. And he came to the conclusion that Robert Owen's ideas would be really, really useful in helping him build a better army, a more diligent citizenry that would be more obedient and more loyal to their king. So he ordered the interior minister to set up this public education system modeled on Robert Owen's ideas. And that was the first ever system of education that we can find of the state, for the state, and by the state. Now, these ideas, again, did not take root in America right away. And so Robert Owen set up a network. It was actually described by a whistleblower. His name was Orestes Brownson. He became a Catholic and repented of his involvement in this whole thing. But he had been responsible for organizing part of New York on behalf of this network. And he decided to blow the whistle. He described it as a secret society modeled on the Carbonari. It's a really fascinating story. Again, almost entirely unknown today, but very well documented in the historical record. And he says that the two surface objectives of this network were to shift public opinion so that Americans would become more comfortable with the idea of government at least playing some role in education, right? They didn't come out right away and say, we want your kids for 9 months and we want to teach them transgenderism or whatever, but just a little role, the camel's nose under the tent, so to speak. And then they wanted to get men elected to the legislatures who would support this idea. But what's really fascinating, Orestes Brownson goes on to say that the ultimate objective was to eliminate Christianity. That was their primary goal of having government get involved in education. Why? Because Robert Owen understood that Christianity was the primary obstacle to building this ridiculous utopia that he had in mind. So that really is where the seeds were planted, took root in Prussia, and then the Prussian system, again, based on Robert Owen's ideas, was imported back to the United States through Horace Mann, who's much more well-known. Of course, there are elementary schools and high schools all across this country named after Horace Mann. He studied the Prussian system. He actually went to Prussia to study the system and then brought it back to the United States, starting in Massachusetts and then eventually all across the country.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.